Please do. Hi, this is Martin. I just wanted to give a quick summary of what we did last week ahead of tomorrow's session, and to remind those of you that either missed it or haven't followed up the things you needed to follow up, what you need to have done before we meet in class. If you recall, we started by thinking about the term blended learning, and you did quite a bit of work looking up definitions in different formats and sharing those on a shared collaborative document that Mohammed set up in his Google account. And that, I thought, was quite effective and quite productive. We used the same technique for the collaborative task, which is part of your assessment, I remind you, and the link to that is on the blog, and the blog address is on the handbook, so you can easily find that. And you need to go back to that collaborative document and add to those definitions. Each of those terms needs defining, and you've probably done, what, between you about a third of it so far. It's good that the reference list has been started at the bottom there, and continue with that. Don't forget references, no copying and pasting. I want you to paraphrase it, I want you to put it in your own words, put the references in the text as you go, reference list as well, just to practice those skills and to see how you can do these things collaboratively. A collaborative reference list, actually, I think, is a really good way forward when you're doing a big piece of research. And Google Drive, Google Docs is a really good way of doing that. The other thing that you need to do is just put your name in brackets or your initials in brackets just to show me where you've contributed. That's everybody, whether you were there or not, everybody needs to contribute to that, and I want to see that getting bigger. It might be that you need to reorganize it slightly, maybe use some different colors or bold headings or whatever, because it's quite hard to see where the words are and the definitions start at the moment. The other thing that we did, the main thing that we did, was to set up blogs so that you can start showcasing your resources and the resources that you've curated, to use a current term, or sorted or sifted, that are available already, that other people have created for your students with one particular group or a couple of groups. And to start things off with these so-called eCorns of the week, you had a look at five different tools that I quickly showed you. A couple of image ones, the image manipulator, the image generator, they're quite good fun. Probably limited use, but good for decorating handouts, handbooks, blogs, that sort of thing. And they're copyright free as well, so that can save you a lot of grief if you're worried about that, which you should be as well, by the way. The other thing that we looked at briefly was PiratePad and Padlet, and there was one other thing that, class tools and the fishbone exercise. And all of those things can be used to create interactive, very quick materials that you can use either for printed resources to make them look better or for engaging online resources. And that's the theme of this module. It's how can we use technology that's free in a relatively easy way to make things more exciting, more engaging, more dynamic, more, something that the students will want to access. So hopefully you've had a chance to have a look through those again and play with them. I hope that you've got your blog set up. I've received five URLs so far, so not even halfway there. So I think please remember to do that before tomorrow so I can get them up there so we can start looking at each other's. And also, you should have set up a Twitter account and either followed me or direct messaged me. For those of you that are on Twitter and want to start looking at it, see if you can work out how to use the hashtag ActonBL. That's ActonBL. See if you can work out how to use that through your Twitter account. Don't worry if any of this is difficult, any of this you can't remember, because that's what tomorrow's all about. It's about consolidation,